All right, Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. I was talking to a publicist yesterday. Your name came up. I brought it up. And she checked, you know, the age we live in, boom, she checks out your website, which you got to have. It's like your calling card. She was impressed with your art.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things we don't talk a lot about. I actually painted some last night. I haven't done watercolor for probably a few months, and I feel clumsy, like getting on back on a bike after a long time. And but for me, that the importance of that creative expression has really been, I think, an essential piece of my growth. And so, yeah, I just like to put paint to paper and see what comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yesterday we shared our what are our top five Christian books. You'd done this, and then you tapped me on Twitter, and I did it there. Follow me at Mark Halverson, and your Twitter handle is
Dr. Cans.
D-O-C-K-A-N-Z.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, but yesterday we were talking some, I was telling Hillary, that, yeah, this is what you can call the best 5 minutes podcast. She gets it up the following day. Anyhow, the point was, Caleb said, well, what are your top five Christian books? And I told him, you know, three of them were Larry Crabb, and I told him what, but then afterwards I was like, I felt like guilty, and I felt like, man, my top five books should have been Pursuit of God by Tozer and Desiring God by Piper, Knowing God by Packer. So two things. One is when you're being vulnerable, like we try to do every day here with this, you're going to be scared, right? And yet we're called to be vulnerable, because living by faith is to be vulnerable. So let's start with that.
Yeah, you know, I think you're exactly right. We, I think, get into this mindset as believers that, you know, there's what's truly stirring in us and there's what is the right Christian answer. You know, it's the old Sunday school story of the teacher asks a question and the student says, well, it seems like it should be squirrel, but I suppose
right.
The answer is Jesus.
Yeah, right.
you know, and I think that's probably true for all of us as we're wrestling is, well, what's the right Christian thing to say rather than coming honestly before God and others. And for me, I think all that does is promotes a culture of inauthenticity,
mm-hmm.
Because we're not actually seeing one another for where we're at. The reality is those five books are the ones that have had the most significant effect on you.
Right. Yeah, so that's okay that for me it's 66 Love Letters and Inside Out. Yeah, and those are other good books, and so, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm a less than Christian. Yeah.
You know, and I wrestled with the same thing too. And, you know, it would be much more righteous if I were to say, boy, Augustine, or Calvin's Institutes really was what had an effect on me.
Uh-huh.
But you know, all books meet us in different places. And in reality, I think those are the ones right now that, as I think, are the ones that had the most effect on me. And I want to be honest about that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good stuff. We covered that. And so, and I think even in wrapping it up here is just the idea that you said at the beginning when you gave yours yesterday, like, this is prone to change. Like, even thinking about that made me go read Tozer's Pursuit of God. It is great, right? The most important thought about you is what you think about God. And go read Schaefer, the God Who Is There. Go read Pipe, you know, and maybe it'll change. But anyhow.
Right on. And, you know, one of the things you and I have talked about some, too, is to read outside of the books that we are expected mm-hmm. to read. You know, I think one of the conversations you and I have had is that I have positively quoted people like Richard Rohr,
mm-hmm.
Who for many years I was told, don't read this guy. And I think, you know, is he right on everything? Absolutely not. But is John Piper right on everything? Nope.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we have to use our God-given brains to wade through
mm-hmm.
and see what stirs our spirits, and that's good.
Hey, I'm not going to ask you the question in the morning, because the question in the morning is, what do you love about being a mom? However, I am going to ask you, do you think your mom would join us either tomorrow or Friday on the air? And no, we could talk about
Probably not.
Probably not. All right.
Not only is she not a morning person,
she
would be incredibly intimidated by doing that.
All right. Well, I'm going to work another angle. I'll call you about that. Thank you, Jason. Love you, brother.
Sure. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Larry Crabb was my favorite interview doing Front Page for 24 years. And I was even talking to Jason this morning. I'm like, the guy who wrote Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb, is like my favorite daily 5-minute interview. So what do you know? Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning.
First cup, we call it. First cup of tea.
It is. It is my first cup of tea today.
You briefly dabbled back in coffee, only a cup or two.
Well,
a day or two.
Just like as a, it's rare. It's
you missed it.
Weekends.
Though.
I do miss it. And like lately, more and more, I'm like, oh, I might just go back to coffee.
I like my morning mocha. It's just right. It's like,
I know.
It's like a beverage
so
kiss
good.
From God to me, and I say thank you.
What I've been doing more of, actually, is not starting the day, but like I get home from work, and when I get home from work, it's like my second job begins because the kids are home learning, you know, doing virtual school. So I get home from work, and I'm honestly a little like, oh, okay, because I'm done with work. But then the second job begins, so I've been kind of splurging on that cup of coffee when I get home to get me through the morning, afternoon.
Our question of the morning for moms like you is, what do you love about being a mom?
I laugh so much. Mm. My kids are funny.
Ah.
They don't even always mean to be, but but no, my kids are funny. And I mean, they are witty and it's just fun, you know? And
did you grow up wanting to be a mom? I mean, what do you remember about growing up wanting to be a mom?
I didn't want to be a mom.
You didn't want to be a
mom. No, I did not want to be a mom. And it's funny because I hear my kids, my one daughter especially, saying these things. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. That'll change, kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't. I never really saw myself as being a mom.
Uh-huh.
I never saw myself as being married. I thought I was just going to be this, you know, fierce, independent woman for the rest of my life. And then I met Dean and, well, that all changed.
Uh-huh.
But I loved being single too. So it is kind of.
And you're still fierce.
I am still fierce. I saw a t-shirt the other day that said strong women raising strong daughters. And I was like on the brink of buying it because I thought, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
The economy needs it. All right. I'm ready to alternate special events.
Oh, I can be. Yes.
All right. It is the Great American Grump Out. We got to dig into that a little bit.
Oh, I guess. It's interpreter day, like sign language interpreter day.
Skilled trades day.
No diet. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm back on my healthy eating. And yeah, that's I'm not celebrating that today.
We had, I won't say who, but somebody made double espresso cookies with chocolate chips in them. And then there was apple crisp and somebody got ice cream.
Ooh.
Now, I didn't have ice cream on my apple crisp, but I did have one of the cookies. Yeah, I'm like too many desserts. We gotta
scale
take more
back,
walks.
Yeah.
It is golf day.
Yeah, no homework day. No, I'm sorry, kids. We're not celebrating that one either.
Hey, it's a day to the school nurse.
There you go. And tourist appreciation day. Amen. Because a lot of our local small economies that really depend on tourism are hurting right now.
They
so
sure are.
We do appreciate those tourists.
Hillary, we'll see you after 7.
Sounds good. Well, I found this very interesting. You know, a lot of shows on TV were still filming and wrapping up their seasons when all of the safer at home, lockdown, quarantine stuff hit. And so it's left a lot of people kind of wondering like, hey, how's my show going to wrap up for this season? Well, The Blacklist, which I have to admit, I'd watched it years ago. I have not watched it.
It's been
in the last several years.
I think I saw some of the first season or two or something, maybe.
Yeah, so it's, but I find this interesting. The Blacklist is going animated to complete season 7. NBC announced that the series will end the season with a hybrid of live action and graphic novel style animation. The Blacklist 19th episode of season 7 was midway through filming when production in New York City was halted due to coronavirus. In an attempt to finish the episode, they looked for an out of the box way to finish up the story and landed on animation. To complete the episode, cast members recorded dialogue for their animated scenes from their homes to help keep transmission between the two styles of the episodes. Editors and animators completed the work remotely. It's going to air on Friday, May 15th. That's creative. I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do. The show must go on, right?
Absolutely.
Say,
Yeah.
They've talked about it in terms of, you know, movies in the future and all that. And some of the things that have been streamed right to people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's nothing's new being released. So when they first come back, even though Hollywood's not shooting, I mean, you're going to have a backlog of things. But after that, there will be a gap.
Yeah.
Right? There will be a gap. Right.
For sure. Yeah. It's all.
I have never heard of The Blacklist.
Oh,
I gotta
really?
Say.
Oh, it's James Spader, isn't it? who I know better from his role in Stargate.
I had no idea that there were seven. I didn't know the show
was still going. Yeah,
wow. I think I watched a season or two and got bored then. But good for them finding a way to.
Speaking of TV, how about actress Roma Downey? She's 60 today.
Really?
Touched by an Angel, classic. Huh. She also produced and starred in the History Channel miniseries The Bible.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah,
Mark and Roma,
10-parter.
Well, you've been hearing at WWIB.com about our virtual baby shower this Mother's Day week, supporting area crisis pregnancy centers in Rice Lake, Ladysmith, Eau Claire, and Menominee. And we have someone very near and dear to me, my little sister, Rachel Swenson, who also is the assistant director for Pregnancy Help Center in Rice Lake. Good morning.
Hello.
Great to have you with us here again, representing PHC in Rice Lake.
So, Rachel, can you tell us a little bit about what exactly it is you guys do and some of the challenges you're seeing in light of this pandemic?
Sure. Well, we have two sites. We have our maternity home, and then we have the actual pregnancy help center here in Rice Lake. And so at the center, then, we offer parenting classes, and we do ultrasounds, STI testing, pregnancy testing, options counseling, that kind of thing. I guess some of the challenges that we've seen is that we aren't able to meet face-to-face with these people as much. So we've done a lot more virtual lessons and, like, meeting people curbside if they need diapers or supplies. At the house, they've been a lot more cooped up than they're used to. But we're doing all right. You know, it's just a new thing for everybody. So we're all just kind of working through it and the changes together.
Rachel, take us a little bit more into the LifeSpring home, because I know about a lot of pregnancy care centers, but not a lot of them have a home like this. And that's really awesome.
Yeah. So our home, LifeSpring, is a residential discipleship program. So the ladies come, they can stay there until their baby turns two. So they can come either while they're pregnant or up to their baby is like 3 months old, I believe. And so we can house up to three mothers and their babies. And then they learn just basic life skills, and we work on their spiritual life. They all get a mentor in a church, which that's another challenge because nobody can go to church right now except, you know, virtually, but they learn things. Some of them might not know how to, like, prepare a meal or go grocery shopping. Some others know all about that, so then we work more in other areas with them. So, but just basic life skills and working on their finances and education, so that once they graduate from the program, they're ready to go and care for themselves and their child.
We're talking with Rachel Swenson. Happens to be my little sister. She also is the assistant director of Pregnancy Help Center in Rice Lake. And again, we'll touch on our virtual baby shower before we go here, Rachel. But can you just share, I mean, what's been most rewarding for you about doing this every day? Because I know you've gone from part-time to blessed to be a full-time part of the ministry this year, and just unbelievably proud of you. But what's something that the Lord teaches you through being part of this ministry?
Well, you know, over and over, I wrote something for our newsletter about how we see God's faithfulness just every day, even in how he provides for all our needs. But I think something that is so rewarding for us there is when we see clients who come in, and some of them, well, their lives are kind of a mess and they're scared. And but seeing how God can transform lives really is the most rewarding part for me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Rachel from PHC in Rice Lake. Also, folks may not know, but she was very instrumental behind the scenes helping us put together this virtual baby shower to benefit four different crisis pregnancy centers all throughout the WIB listening area. So, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for all that you guys do.
Thanks, Rachel.
And again, folks, WWIB.com. You can get there through our desktop site or mobile site, guys. And again, this virtual baby shower, it's a way of tangibly expressing some love and doing some shopping,
Absolutely.
Some online shopping for the wish list for CareNet in Ladysmith Pregnancy Help Center in Rice Lake, Options for Women in Menominee, and Apple Pregnancy Care Center right here in Eau Claire, too. So again, we're doing this through Mother's Day week, so there's just a few days left. So hopefully folks will feel the call and be able to get out and help.
Absolutely. WWIB, again, COVID-19 drive-through testing going on. Douglas and Washburn counties, the Solon Springs Community Center, 10 until 7 today. 10 until 7 today. All right, well, guess what? During this time where folks have been working from home. They've done a survey, and survey says, Family Feud, working from home has so many benefits, 48% of the workers would take a pay cut to continue to work from home.
I think the other half would take the pay cut just to go back
real quick
to their offices.
When the people conducting the survey call and it's like, is your father at home or whatever? And it's like, no, he's not. They're like, false.
Yeah.
We know he's right.
We know they're home.
I remember that my dad would say,
oh, goodness.
Tell him I'm not home.
Right.
Tell him
well,
I'm
I mean,
not home.
Sometimes when they butcher because our last name is like the Svernesers.
Right. Yeah.
And we're like, we're sorry. There's no one here by that name.
Nice.
Anyhow, 2,250 office workers polled, suggesting many of them are actually happier working from home. Not only
that,
77% believe working from home is one of the most effective ways to help the environment.
I can see that.
Sure.
It was done by one poll. Now, this is what's interesting to me, is the survey finds employees love the perks of working from home. There's five of them. Number one is flexible schedule. 52% say they like the flexible schedule.
Yes.
48% saving money. On gas, right?
And pants.
Right? And eating out, probably. I'm getting to that.
Sorry.
Third is the access to the kitchen. 47% say that's available. I guess you got it at work, but
remind you that Apple Cairo thing is still open and available to help you.
Number four, and even as I do this, I'm like, I should always go from 5 to 1. But number four, wearing whatever they want. Yes.
Yes.
And, the fifth one is completing weekend to-dos. Yeah, when the work is done, and they're still on the clock, they have gotten things done.
There you go.
People like it. I thought Nationwide Insurance announced that they're going to be going to more kind of home-based workers.
I do wonder when things like open back up, how many people will just stay working from home now that, I mean, if they can make it work and it's, you know, why not?
They call it the new normal on a lot of different levels.
And remember, if you're working from home, your Google Home, your Amazon Alexa, or anytime at wib.com,
yep.
You can just spend your day with us all day long.
All day long.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.